So this year is going to be a combination of some of the Yesodis which we learned going back to the original Yesodis Baal Shem Tov Shirim, and what we had mentioned already last week by the Rosh Hashanah Shir, the Inyan of Bechiya Shel Simcha, the confidence in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis, the overwhelming Simcha of Rosh Hashanah, and how that carries over into Yom Kippur and Mitzvah Shem. Before we continue, we want to thank the Farbman family for sponsoring tonight's shiur. Let's take a look at the Torah. This is a Torah which is very often quoted, not just by the Talmidei Baal Shem, but all the tzaddikim, they're working with this Medrash. This is going on Rosh Hashanah, that the halacha is to have a haircut and to wash oneself before Rosh Hashanah. Amar Ab Simoin, Tziv, Ki Mi Goy Gadol. The Pasuk speaks the praises of Klal Yisrael, what a great nation we are. And what that means for Rosh Hashanah, Reb Chanina, Reb Yeshua Omrim, Eiza Uma Ka Umazu. Is there another nation like this, Shayadas Oifia Shal Eleheha, that it knows the ways, the drachim? It's a very interesting word, Ofia Shal Eleheha, Perish Min Hagav V'dinav. We know the way that Hashem works, Kevyachal. Shimin Hagav Shal Eilem Adam Sheish Leidin, Leidei Shecharim, Umisatev Shecharim, Magadl Zakanai, Veinachaytach Zipanav. A person who knows that he has a big court case coming up, the Minikar Eilem is that he dresses in dark clothes, and he's very sad, and he appears like an avel. Because he doesn't know. Ava Yisrael einam kein. Klal Yisrael is not that way. Leiv shim levanim, we wear white clothes. Umis atfin levanim. Umagalchin zakanim, and we shave, get haircuts. Machatchin tziparneim, we cut our nails. Va'oichlim, v'shayisim, v'smeichim v'Rosh Hashanah. L'fi sheyoidin. Right, in contrast to the guy, l'fi she'eino yoideya, this is the migoy gadol. How great is Klal Yisrael? L'fi sheyoidin. L'fi sheyoidin, she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu yaseh lahem neis. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to make a nes for us. And this is really the nekuda, the spot which the Sfarim speak about. What's the nature of this nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes for Klal Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah? Whatever that is, we see the confidence that Klal Yisrael has. L'fi sheyoidin. We know that Hashem is going to make it work for us on Rosh Hashanah / Yom HaKippur. L'fikach, and therefore, Noyagin L'Saper U'L'Chabiz, this is what's brought down to the Torah. This Agadic Medrash has a halachic ramification. How do we come into Rosh Hashanah? Noyagin L'Saper U'L'Chabiz Be'er Rosh Hashanah. We come in looking clean, looking confident, looking like victors. U'L'Harbois Manais Be'er Rosh Hashanah, like the Pasuk in Nehemiah teaches us that there's an Indian Chilchu Monas Lein Nachalai, the party. Umikan Tshuva L'Mis'anim B'Rosh Hashanah. Big debate about whether or not one should fast, could fast, asr to fast on Rosh Hashanah. So the Torah uses this as a proof that Rosh Hashanah is not a day of Tzar. It's not a day of Tainis. It's not a day of, like the Goyim come into a Yom Hadin, what's going to be. There's no suffix. That's what would seem to appear straight from the Torah. Go down one more, welcome now to the Seder Hayoyim. Look what he does to this Medrash. Afal Pisha Amru. Even though Chazal said, talking about the Torah, according to the Medrash, Yitol Tziporna v'yigalach v'ilavish levanim v'yisatif levanim l'hares sheyatze v'dimuins v'in oifish olam azukum acheres. How amazing is Klal Yisrael that we know better? Yoidin. So says the Seder Hayoyim, Ein ha'inyan hazeh sheyismach ha'adam v'yogil. Hold it, he says. Whoa. Not to get so happy right away, all at once. As if you could just take all of your averis and just throw them behind your back. And what? Just have bitachin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything's going to be okay? That's what the Torah is telling us. Very strong lashonis he uses now. Chalila lamamin kei. Elavada yehei atzev. You have to go in batzvas. Visar, Vizav al Chatoisa, if he should feel the agony, the pain of his Chatoim. Vis Ana Alehim Mikoidin Lakain, come into Rosh Hashanah, having fasted on Erev Rosh Hashanah, maybe even before, and to beg God to beseech Him to forgive us. Nothing should be taken for granted. And even after a person, he does this, he follows this protocol. Look at this lashon here. Yasa maisa kemoi sheyuftach loy sheyatzim mishpat aloha. It seems like from what he's saying, in teaching the tour, is that he should do actions which appear as if it's muftach sheyatzim mishpat aloha. V'yilvash levanim, v'yasa kol maisa, again, hamara livnei ha'adam, which would appear to others, simcha v'sasayim. Ubefrat le'enei ha'umos, and especially to the nations of the world, because that's the contrast which the Medrash is making. Sheyakiru v'yedu ahavasa shel Elokeinu Yisbarach v'sala imanu, v'kolim avelashayin. That they should see and understand the great affection that Hashem has for us. But look how he concludes. Aval soif soif. Sarech shelibo yihye nichna nishbar v'nitke v'shlubasu ha'gadayla. Mechake u'mekave rach mishamayim ki rabamim. It would seem from the Pashtus Lashon of the Seder Hayom that although one walks away from looking at the Lashon of the Tur as if like it's a day of Simcha, and again this applies to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we'll see more about Yom Kippur shortly. Rosh Hashanah is a day from the Tur which seems like this is the greatest nation of the world. We're confident, we're not just demonstrating, it's a representation, it's a reflection of how we feel. We are especially confident that our din will be Yotzei Zakai. Comes along the Seder Hayoim, and sounds like he's bothered with this idea, how can one come in so confident? He has to come in brokenhearted, almost like he doesn't know. But it should appear at least to the Goyim that they should understand the difference between us and them. So, let's turn our attention to the middle of the page. Let's begin with the Baal Shem Tov, which is going to be, of course, the Yesod for all the coming Ma'ar Mekaymos. After all, it's the Yesod, it's the Baal Shem Tov Shir, so we should begin with him. Isa b'shem ha-Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Shebeyomim ha-Narayim lo ya leklal b'lev ha-Adam sheyatza dinoy l'ra chas v'shalom. Throughout the days of the Yom HaNarayim, a person shouldn't have a single havamina that even perhaps his din will go l'ra. Rak yamin sheyatze b'chitayv. He should believe that everything is fantastic. And look at these final words. U'bekoyach zois ha'emuna mamshech sheyakein. The emuna in the Ribbono shel Olam that it is azoy makes it azoy. So we're going to explain this as we go along in Mitzvah Hashem. But keep in mind, if you remember the earlier Yesodos of the Baal Shem Tov Shurim, this should be somewhat familiar. The idea of Hamamin Bazeh Mamshech Sheyihi Yakein. It's not just some idea in the clouds, like wishful thinking. I think that it's going to be okay, and I'm just going to go with the attitude, all's going to be good. The Baal Shem Tov is saying of art, a deep art. He's saying the emuna in that creates that reality that it will be good. The strength of this Yesod, we find this throughout the Talmid Baal Shem Tov, not only Talmid Baal Shem Tov, but in the Rishonim, and even Chutz Lamachana. Take a look at the drashos of the Chassam Sefer. This is a Ma'ar Mokum, which perhaps, I don't remember if we quoted in the Rosh Hashanah Shir, where we spoke about Bechiyah Shel Simcha, but if we didn't, it deserves to be there as well. HaBechiyah Shel Tzar B'Rosh Hashanah Mazik. Crying on Rosh Hashanah, a Bechiyah of Tzar, is a Hezik. Not just that it's like, you know, it's like a maila that you're letting out tears. Says the Chassam Sefer, you're going in the wrong direction. Ki im al derech bechiyah shel simcha udvekis. The tears of Rosh Hashanah should be bechiyah shel simcha. Dibur Rosh Hashanah mitzvah l'smayach. There's a mitzvah of simcha in Rosh Hashanah. Why? L'horeis anachnu betuchim kibanim habetuchim sheyoytzi l'or mishpat. We have tremendous confidence in the Ribbono shel Olam, like children to their father, that we will have a favorable din. V'chachedva halaz himagina. The simcha itself is what protects us from the kateger and from the kitchen. Very similar to what we saw in the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. go down to the Noyim Elimelech. Oyim dim tzfufim o mishtacha
v'mervachim. Could I trouble you for the Mar Malkim here? Too many Chassam Sofer mixed that we argue.
Where in the Drash Chassam Sofer? So I can, it's not here, I don't remember Baal Peh, but I can show it to you another, after the Shir, maybe tomorrow. I don't think I have the Sofer here. Okay. Happy to protect you. Okay. What? Yeah, maybe it's there. This is the Mishnah. Avos, one of the nisim which took place in the Beis HaMikdash is that everybody had ample room in the Beis HaMikdash to stand and to bow. And of course, the time for that was Yom Kippurim. So, the Mishnah explains, nobody wanted to be embarrassed that his neighbor should hear him being misvada on his chataim. So the nes was in order to protect the person's privacy. But we see from here is that hishtachava is a lashon the Mishnah is using to mean vidui. If that's the case, the lashon the Mishnah is telling us now, mishtachavim revachim, he's going on this lashon of mishtachavim revachim, that the vidui is berevach. And he's making a drush, obviously. What does it mean that the hishtachava, that the vidui is berevach, shanachnu bituchim bechemlasa yisbarach shamay, shiirachim alinu, v'yachmoyel, v'yimchol lan alchataseinu, we have confidence, bituchin in Hashem, that in His rachmanas he'll be moichel on our sins, v'loy ba'atvas, shemefarish his chatav, mo'eridinim alatzmai. Not in a way that a person should be ba'atvas, that while mentioning his chataim, lest he be mo'eridinim on himself by doing it ba'atvas. Again, like the Chassam Sofer, it could be mazik a person if he's mazker his chataim in a way that he's broken about it. Ki im bibitachon gadol, kemaimer hakasav umoide v'oizev yiruchem. Person is moda, he's oizev, and he has confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachmanis that Hashem has accepted it. No questions asked. Take a look at the Kehilas Yaakov, which is to the right. That's Shlomo Kluger. He's going on the pasuk which we say every Friday night, Heitivu Nogim Bisruya Ki Yosha Devar Hashem V'chol Maaseh Bemuna, and he learns this pasuk is talking about Rosh Hashanah. V'zeh she'amu shiru l'shir chadash t'has simcha b'rashana havi inin chadash. There's a very new gevaldik simcha in Rosh Hashanah. L'yoy smechim b'yom hadin she'nidoinim bo'im l'heitiv el'hara chas v'shalom, that the din can go either way. V'im kain, if so, it's a wondrous shira, it's a shir chadash. Heitivu Nogim Bisruya. The fact that we sing a shira through the shofar, knowing that the din may go to the right or to the left, the betrua hamar yom hadin yihya bo simcha. Hey, tivu nagim b'sura. This isn't a cry like we spoke about in the Rosh Hashanah shir of a broken bechia. That's not the sound of the shofar. It's the bechia shel simcha. V'Yisrael oisin kain, and he continues now to explain the next part of the pasuk. Ki yashar devar Hashem v'chol maasi be'emuna. So look at these words. B'Rosh Hashanah havi be'emuna. Right, there's an idea called Kol Ma'aseu B'Rosh Hashanah Be'emunah. That means to say that everything which happens on Rosh Hashanah is Mikoyach Ar Emunah. B'Schus Emunah B'Tochem B'Yisparach, that's Chus. L'Kach Oysa HaMishpat, that creates the din. U'L'Kach Mizak Oysam, Rak B'Shvil HaSimcha V'HaBetoch. And it's an amazing thing which is going on. A person comes in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, he doesn't know. He thinks to himself, I have a lot of Averis maybe this past year. Maybe I have as many mitzvahs, maybe not. The secret weapon is emunah bitachon. So a person is not even in the world of what did I do this past year. What really matters is the now. Coming in with emunah bitachon, knowing that the Ribbono Shel Olam has endless rachmanis and counting on that. B'chol ma'aseh v'emunah. Everything will be determined by the attitude. And it's not an attitude because that's more chitzonius. How deep a person's emunah bitachon is and the rachmanis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's none of the school of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. That's Rav Shlomo Kluger. Go down to the Avodas Yisrael called the Kodesh for Magid, and we're just taking a tour now about how every single cheder in the Talmid of Baal Shem Tov reiterates the same point. V'hatshuva tzarech lihi yois besimcha v'bitochon al chesed havoy baruch hu ki lo yitesh Hashem esamay. V'lachin efshar lemer hatam lazeh, based on this Yisrael, which is again like the Baal Shem Tov, based on this we can explain, says the Avodas Yisrael, a halacha in the Torah. She'ein neifim al panim be'er Rosh Hashanah. We don't say tachanun on Erev Rosh Hashanah, not just by mincha time, but even by shachris. And the Noisei Kelim on the tour, they are discussing this. It's not like a regular yontev where we or Erev Shabbos, that when it comes mincha on Erev, so we don't say tachan. Even the morning we're not saying. Why not? It's not a yontev, is it? So it says it with this Yisrael, l'harayz she'ein tzarech lipol al panav. It's coming to suggest that there's no reason to have to go down on one's face. Rak lamayd be'ahava u'besimcha lifnei hamakom. It's totally in the simchas Rosh Hashanah, the din on Erev Rosh Hashanah already in the morning, that we're already feeling that confidence that I'm going to be tachan and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything's going to be good. So he's using this drush to say pshat in the halacha, that if you go back to the tour, which we began with, look upstairs, we saw the tour, and then if you'll see here, we have quoted one more line. That's the next halacha in the tour. Second line, two lines up from the bottom of this tour. V'noyigin ba'ashkenaz she'ein nefilas apayim be'er Rosh Hashanah. Kimoy b'shar ergam m'tayvim afal pishan neif l'apayim b'barke b'ashmeres. So here the Torah says, it's actually the Avodah Yisrael uses this to go nachamal, you know, to go weiter. Meaning the Torah here says that there's no afilas apayim. And he says, that's enough to make it like a regular yontev, because I wouldn't have even known to make it like a regular yontev if not for this medrash. I would have thought for sure you should make tachanan on by mincha time. So says the Torah, no, because of this medrash, no tachanan mincha time. Comes along with Yisrael, because of this medrash, even in the morning there's no tachanan. That's how far it goes. Take a look at the Balatanya to the left. Beautiful Balatanya here, in the Igros. U'betziref oid ha'emun ha'bitochan. Due to our emun ha'bitochan, liyos nochon liboy batuach b'ashem, ki chafetz chesed hu, v'chanan v'rachum, v'rav l'slayach, tekif u'meyad, she'mevakesh mechila v'slicha, me'ito yisparach. As soon as we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'slicha mechila, k'rev racham lecham lechem p'shei, quotes psukim about this, Beli shum suffik v'suffik svelu. That's how you read it. Beli shum suffik usfek sveka ba'ayla. Not a single doubt. And he brings a raya. U'kemoisha anu mevarachim b'chol tefillas shemona esrei tekef shemevakshem slach lanu. As soon as we ask Hashem every day, slach lanu, we make a bracha. Bracha to Hashem chan hamav l'islayach. He says, "I harei suffik brachas lahakel mishim chashash bracha l'vatala." How can you make a bracha that Hashem is melech salayach? If it's a fake seiko, maybe Hashem is not. So he proves from Hilchos Brachos every single day that from the moment that we say the word slach lanu, that is already kapara. So to him, it's not even a din in Yom Kippur. It's every single day. This is true. And this really goes back to what we're talking about, the Yisodos of L'Hashem Teshurim. It's not an inyan in Rosh Hashanah Bitochan that there's a special something going on that we can have this Bitochan. This is from the Yisaidis of the Baal Shem Tov, going back to the beginning, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Racham and Mamim B'li Kate, B'li Safik. And like the Kedusha Levi taught us, that if a person is in a state of Emunah B'Tachan, at least he thinks that he is, and everything is just not happening good in his life, it's a simon that he's not holding on that dark of Emunah B'Tachan. So this is the Ma'ar Malkum, which really brings the rest of the week into the discussion of Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippur. V'idolo hayinu chayzim v'chatam hayinu nigala miyad. And he concludes by saying that every single day, if not for the fact that we go back to our old ways, we would have geula every day because we make a bracha, bracha Hashem goyel Yisrael. How is that bracha not levatala? We say goyel Yisrael in the present moment. Why is there no geula today? We made a goyel Yisrael. Why is that not levatala? So says the Baal HaTanya, it's because we're holding it back. Hashem Yisbrach every single day is like, oh, you're making a bracha goyel Yisrael? Here you go. So mitzidai, it's not a bracha levatala because he's saying a yes. It's only mitzidainu, because we're not holding on the dagger to be able to receive it. It's a pella, the gevart. And the al-sheikh on the top left, we don't have to see every Ma'ar Malkum, but the al-sheikh, this is from the early Acharonim, who repeat the same yesod. The bitachon and the emunah Kodesh Baruch Hu is the key weapon which we have in Rosh Hashanah. Not the vidui, not even the tshuva. It's the tzaddik b'munas yechia. That's the main yisoid. Now go down to the bottom of our makom, where, actually, before we go to the bottom of our makom, let's go to the Baal Shem Tov on the left side of the page, in the middle. Shamati b'shem Baal Shem Tov. The bottom of our makom is going to lead us into the back page. Shamati b'shem ha-Baal Shem Tov ha-Kodesh, perish ha-Pasak, that he touched the Pasak like this. Acheri shuvi nichamti. And this is a pasuk which we read actually on the Haftarah, second day of Rosh Hashanah. So it's a Rosh Hashanah dika pasuk. Acher yishuvi nichamti, ratzalaymar, imasisi tshuva. The Navi Yirmiyah is saying, if I do tshuva acher yishuvi nichamti, I already have a sense of relief. Why? Shekadosh Baruch Hu bevadim mekabel tshuvas hashavim ki minim pshuta lekabel shavim. I know full well that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel my tshuva. However, va'acheri hivadi, meaning, but even though I know this, ratzalamar acheri shiadati zois, safakti. So the pasuk says safakti al yarech, which means like I smack my leg. But here he teaches the word safakti to be a lashon of safik. Ratzalamar noifel ani v'sveikis im tshuvasi neskabel. So even though I know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel my tshuva, vivadai, I still have somewhat of a safik. Well, how can you combine the two things? Either you know or you're besafik. So look what he says. Safakti al yarech. Ki al yarech. Ratzalomer. Ra'isi shiyish oid bi chet ha yarech achmar al etzlan. I see about myself that I was poigim in what he calls al yarech, which is a lashanaki for pekambris. Rachman al etzlan. Shechas v'shalom nilkadati b'mikir b'iltetar. So even though a person says the Baal Shem Tov, based on the pasuk Acher Yishuvi Nichamti, he knows bevadai that as soon as he does tshuva, that he knows that it's going to be good, his heart is a little bit pesafik because maybe it does not apply. Maybe it doesn't apply to the Inyan of Pagambris. Of course, he's referencing the Zohar HaKadosh, which says that for every Aveira, there's of course tshuva, except for Kambris, there's no tshuva. Now, all the Talmid Baal Shem Tov go crazy on this Zohar Kaddish, that it can't be understood by Pashtas. And there's a very well-known B'nai Yisaschar on this, where he talks about Tshuva Tata versus Tshuva Yilah. And if a person does a higher level of Tshuva, of course there's Kapara, that the Zohar was talking about a lower level of Tshuva. But we see here that perhaps the Inyan of Pagambris is in a category of its own. And the Pasuk is saying that if a person has a certain hesitation when it comes to Pagambris, the Pasuk almost accepts that, warrants that, it's okay with that. Although it goes on to say, the Navi, Rachim arachamen enu mashem, habin yakal yifayim, im yelad shashulim, no, Rachim arachamen enu mashem, as if the pasuk is concluding and saying, my rachmanes is Rachim arachamen, there's no end to my rachmanes. Now take a look at the next remark of the Mori 9, where he addresses this inyan as it relates to Yom HaKippur, and it puts our concerns at ease. A very famous machlokes between the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, whether or not the etzem day of Yom Kippur is machaper, or it requires tshuva as well. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi holds that Yom Kippur is machaper, bein l'shavim, bein she'in l'shavim. Atzmusa shurim machaper. The etzem day of Yom Kippur is machaper, it doesn't require any work on our end. So now, he questions this. How could that be? That it's a freebie. The Gemara says that anybody who says that Hashem, that he's just mevater stam, so there's criticism for that. So how would we be able to make shalom between this member of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi with that Gemara? Now, there are other approaches than what we'll see here in the Morinayim to that question, and some learn straight, no, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi holds the day is mechaper, and there's ways to explain that. But this is the approach of the Kachar Nabla. So he goes in the direction that, of course, you have to do a tshuva. Even Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi would be minded to abundant in that. So what is the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is referring to chet pagam bris, of which it says in the Zayar, Amru kulu choyvin tayim betiyufta levar mihai. Tshuva works for any aveira except for pagambris. V'zehu she'amer af l'she'inam shavim. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is saying. It doesn't mean those who don't do tshuva. It means what's a lemer af l'oysan she'inam mekablim oysan b'tshuva kol hashana. It's talking about the aveiras called she'inam shavim. Meaning the aveiras which it's not shaykh to do tshuva on kol hashana. D'hainu al avon hanal b'yom kippur mekablim oysan. So even if we were to say that the principle of Emunah B'Tachin throughout the year is what applies to Yom HaKippurim, and perhaps you would say that maybe there is an exception called Pagambris, which would require a little something more, Says the Morinayim, comes Yom Kippur, there's no question. Everything is equal. There's no exception. Bikayach the Amun of Bitachin, established by the Bashem Tov HaKadosh and the other Talmidim, a person should know, at least according to Yehuda Hanasi, that there's nothing to be concerned about in Yom Kippur. Take a look at the bottom of our Makom here, from the Bashem Tov HaKadosh, which is going to introduce to us a new angle in this discussion of the Vaday of Yom Kippur and the Safek of Yom Kippur. And he works on the Lashon here, which we say in the Roshan Yom Kippur Davani, V'chol Ma'aminim. Right? V'chol Ma'aminim Shu Hayah Hayaviyah HaVaday Shmai Kainti Lasai. Right? That Hashem's praise, His Tehillah, is the fact that's called HaVaday Shmai. So, just parenthetically, the reason why we say HaVaday Shmai, what does it mean His name is Vaday? Is that a Shem Kadosh? So, the Arizal says, yes, it is a Shem Kadosh. Because the Rashi Tevis of Vayivarech David Es Hashem is Vaday. And according to the Ari, it's actually like a Shem Kadosh. He says that's the Shem which a person uses to go up to Shemayim. When he wants to make Aliyas Neshama, it's called Vaday Shemay. That Shem is the Shem which he uses to go up. So Al Pi Kabbalah, it is a Shem. But the Mefarshim explained that HaVaday Shemay is B'derech Gematria. Because the Gematria of HaVaday is 26, which is the Shem Havaya. And even just the word Vaday, without the Hey, HaVaday, Vaday is Gematria 21, which is also a Shem Kadosh, which is the Shem Ekya. Okay, so here you have three ways to explain HaVaday Shemai. And now, B'derech Chassidus, Shemati B'Shem of Hashem Tavzal, Kesha Adam Bali De Sfeikos, if a Yid comes to a Safek, B'Vaday Ein Hashem Yisbarach Etzlai. Any Safek in the Rebbeinu Shalom means a removal of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like we spoke about before in the Yisoid Shiurim, that the Etzem Safek means that a person is already distant from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he's not understanding a Kadosh Baruch Hu properly. That's what it means in the beginning of Brachos. Mi ika sveika kamishmaya. Is there any sveikos in Shemaya? So he learns that to mean, like, klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no such thing as Safik. The world of Safik is the world of the Rishos HaRavim, which is the world of Amalek and the world of the Sitra Achra. Why? Ki havadai shmai, kainti lasai. That's the great Tehillah and Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Havadai shmai. His atzmius is an atzmius of vadai. The Adam Shehu Naifel Lesveikos, and if a person has any doubts, as Bevada Hashem Yisparach Eino Etzlai, Akan Dvar. There could be no doubts when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Vart. Havadai Shmai Kainti Lasa. Again, going back to the Yisoy, that on Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, it's Vadai. It's a world of Vadai. Now to further this discussion, let's turn to the back. And we see this halacha, this idea in the Ramah, we'll explain this Api Hashkafa a little bit. The Ramah writes in Hilchos Yom Kippur, and that's why this is very interesting, because it's brought down not just somewhere in Chosha Mishpat, it's Yom Kippur Dikadin. He writes, L'chapes u'lefayin shvish b'maysaf, i.e. tshuva, v'lash mehem v'aseres imei tshuva. Right, that's the work of aseres imei tshuva. Fine. Now look what he adds here in terms of Hilchos Yom Kippur. V'safik aveira tzarech yoyser tshuva mi'aveira v'adois. When it comes to a safik aveira, it needs more attention than one who knows that he was vada over an aveira. Ki yoyser mischari kishyodeya she'asa mishe'ini yodeya. Because since tshuva requires charata, a person vada has charata when he has a vada aveira. But he may overlook a safik aveira. So therefore, we need to zone in a little bit on safik aveiras when it comes to aseres imei tshuva Yom Kippur time. V'lachin, korban asham tole hutzach lios yoyser b'yaka mechatas. That's why an asham tole, which is brought in a safik kares, is to be more expensive than that of Avadei Chatos. So what does it have to do with Yom Kippur? So the idea is that we come into Yom Kippur with a koyach of Vadai, and Safik is an inyan of the Sitra Achra. Everybody knows Safik is Gematria, Amalek. Amalek makes Sveikas. And Yom Kippur is a day where there is no Amalek, and if there's no Amalek, then there's no Sveikas. That's what the Gemara says, that HaSatan is Gematria 364, because there's one day of the year that there's no Satan, and that's Yom Kippurim. That means to say that there's no Amalek on Yom Kippur. It's a day of Mechias Amalek. And if it's a day of Mechias Amalek, that means that there's no Safik. What that means, L'maisa, that there's no Safik, is that a person shouldn't have any Sveikus in the fact that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Makabal his Tshuva, and the Schus Emunah B'Tochen itself is what's Makabal it. Now what it means, Gabi this Halacha, which is a Yom Kippur Tegah Halacha, is that the Ramah is highlighting the fact that not only are we Mizvada and Vada Yaveris, but even Safik Averis. And that's Bechlal, the Avodah of Yom Kippur. that there should be no room for any suffix. Even the suffix has to be wiped away. Now, once we've come this far to see the Koyach HaVadai of Emunah B'Tochen and how that plays into Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, let's go back to the point of the Seder Hayom. The Seder Hayom pointed out, and even the Moranayim, that we can't just expect, perhaps, to come into Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and to just assume that Mikoyach Emunah B'Tochen and Lekoyach simple everything's going to be fine. Although that is the Pashtus. But does that mean that a person, if he wanted to just ignore the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening, I should say the Yom Kippur davening, which is the repeatedly, how we repeat so much, the Inyan of the Vidui, and there are expressions of Charata, Hashem Nubaganu, Al Chet Shechatan Lofanacha, we could just ignore that whole Seder of davening and just come in and Emunah B'Tochen, not come to Shul and say, oh, Emunah B'Tochen, everything's going to be fine? It's a valid point. I mean, there certainly is a Seder of Tshuva, that we're going through the motions of Charata, and talking it out with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So this is a very important Maariv Makom from the Sfas Emes, at least in the name of the Sfas Emes, going on Megillas Esther. It's going on the Pasuk of Vayivada Hadavar LeMordechai, that it became known to Mordechai. What became known to Mordechai? The Gzeira that Haman Achashverosh made on Klal Yisrael. That's how Rashi learns. So the Medrash and the Sfarim HaKadoshim learn Vayivada Hadavar LeMordechai means that it became known to Mordechai Sheyada Sheyinatzlo. He knew for a fact that there would be Yeshua. He knew. So he says Shekadosh Baruch Hu Moidia LaTzadik SheYisrael Yivashu. Hashem tells the tzadikim that there will be a Yeshua, and that's what happened to Mordechai. So now, if that's the case, why did he call it Tainus? If he knew, so look at this. Nevertheless, Hatzadik Mamshech LeHispalel, he still has to daven. Ki ilu eno yodea, as if he doesn't know. V'chein Mordechai yoda, he knew. V'afal pichein kara esvegada, he still went through the process of tshuva. So Rabbi Yisai, the fact that we may know as a vadai that something is going to happen doesn't mean that we should pater ourselves from the hishtalus of the fact that we don't know. You can know the idea that something is going to happen, but at the same time, you have to go through the motions. And it's not just the motions. A person has to be makarv himself to Kodesh Baruch Hu as if he doesn't know. So perhaps this is the mahalach, and it comes up in other times as well, that on Yom Kippur, the overwhelming feeling which we have on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is the fact that Emunah B'Tochen, that it's going to be good. And that Emunah B'Tochen is just as good as a Kodesh Baruch Hu telling us that it's going to be good. Hashem may tell the Tzadik because of his Madrigas that it's vada going to be good. So we may not be on that level to hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's going to be good, but we can have Emunah B'Tochen, and that's just as good as knowing. That's what the Baal Shem Tov is establishing, that we know for a fact that it's going to be good, and it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us it's going to be good. That's what the Torah was talking about. Nevertheless, we still have to go through the Avoda of Charata, as I say, the Hayom points out, and this really kind of makes shalom between the two camps, of the Charata, of the Vidui, and the Tshuva, as if we don't know. It didn't matter how it was going to be good, because he knew it was going to be good.
Right. He didn't know how many people were going to be killed, that it would still be good.
It sounded like
he say that anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is good.
It doesn't sound like that from the Maariv Makom. It sounds like he knew the outcome, exactly like the way it was going to be. That it was going to be, you know, 100%. But he still, otherwise, if there was still a suffix on those pratim, it wouldn't be a vadeshi yinatzlo. I mean, If he knew that there would be casualties and some losses, it wouldn't be this chiddush of ki ilu eno yodea. Ki ilu eno yodea means that he knew this outcome would be like this, but he made it ki ilu eno yodea. That's how it seems to me.
How does that work here? Yeah. You believe that everything that Baruch Hu is doing is for the best, right?
Going back to the Baal Shem Tov, Yisoid the Shi'urim, my dear Kohen, if a person believes be'emuna and bitachan in Hashem's rachmanes, he can bring into this world only good b'poyel. Not just, it's going to be good and you'll say about it, gamzu l'toiva. No. You'll bring into this world mamish kuloi toiv. It's based, that's right. Understanding...
So it's higher madriga than gamzu?
Well, that is Gamzu. I just use Gamzu loosely. I wasn't using it in its a Webster form. The real Gamzu.
The idea of saying Gamzu.
Huh?
The idea of saying Gamzu means it doesn't seem like it's good. Gamzu.
No, but because you're learning Gamzu to be after the fact. But the way that is brought down in the Gemara by Nachum Ish Gamzu is that he said Gamzu like before it became bad. Meaning, if you say Gamzu before it becomes bad, so you can make it that Gamzu L'Toyva, it will be good now. Not after the fact. That's how it's learned in the Gemara. That's how the Baal Shem Tov learns it. Take a look at the Beis Avram. This is from Slanim. Again, we'll just further the point and we'll end with a story and another halacha in the Ramah. So the Beis Avram, the Shulchan HaRav HaKadosh HaRav Mordechai Mitchernobyl, that's the Maggid. Yoshev Pam Isha Maisav Lahu Hagunim. There was a Yid who was sitting there. V'ne'nach mitoich emek levav Hashem Yisbarach. And he had a broken heart. He was feeling pains of having rebelled against Hashem and wanting to do tshuva. V'shama mayram es anchasa. He heard his sighing. And he said, Amar, Mishe'enu mamin k'shi ish Yehudi ne'nach v'yisa tshuva lifi erkai mekabla miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who does not believe that as soon as a Yid has a krechs, that Hashem should accept him in tshuva, that Hashem does right away, harehu apikoyrus. K'moy kein achar yom kippur. Now, extra nogea for us, shahat Torah hi'ida, the Torah says, ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem. The Torah uses words to say that there will be kapara on this day. V'ani Hashem leishin isi. The Torah doesn't change, Hashem doesn't change. V'vadai shetzvichin lahamin shenim chulu kol achatai. A yid must believe, that's the v'adai shmai. El shemi hayoyim v'hala, right? A person has to work himself up that he's not going to go back to do it. Again, like we said before, in the previous Ma'ar Malkum, in the explanation, that you could be bevadai knowing, but you still have to work yourself to a place where you become a mensch, that you're not going to go back to it again. It's not a stira to the hanhagas hayoyim. That's the overwhelming feeling on Yom Kippur. Now, that we come to this, that we have such a day like this, but we have an avoided like this, that Amunah B'tochen is what makes it happen. That's what we celebrate. And again, Rav Shlomo Kluger, he says a beautiful, beautiful Torah. He says here that Lulei Divrei HaMefarshim Nirali, Dizeh Havi Me'inyan Amunah B'tochen. Again, he goes back to Amunah B'tochen. Laharoiz Goydol B'tchayinu Bo Lisparach Shezachinu B'din. He's going on the Inyan, why it is in Rosh Hashanah we blow Tekiyah, Shvarim, and Truas, but on Yom Kippur, at the end of the day, we only blow a Tekiyah. Why don't we blow Shvarim and Truas? Why only a Tekiyah? This is a beautiful pshat. Dina Yaduwa, we know that Tekiyah is a remez to the Tzaddik. And because it's straight, Ki Yashar Devar Hashem. And the Truah and the Shvarim is like a Rasha that he has to break himself. Truah is also a Lashon of breaking. Even the Beinanim don't have a din l'tayv yet. And certainly the Rishayim may also have a din l'misa. So that's why we blow a tkiya, which is maramis for tzaddikin, but we also blow a true and shvarim, which is maramis on the Rishayim. Because there is tzaddikin, Rishayim, and Beinanim still in Rosh Hashanah. Ach b'yom kippur anabetuchim sha'afa Beinanim zachu. Comes Yom Kippur, we have bitachin that even the Beinanim were zayche. The im came into ha'olam nidah macharubai, havi kulay zakai, lakach havi kulam tzaddikim. So everybody's a tzaddik now on Yom Kippur. So that's why we only blow a tkiya. Lakach toikim rak tkiya. The rameis, it's a simin that by the end of the day in Neila, kulanu tzaddikim. V'zemayre gadol habitachon sha'anu betuchin bo yisparach sha'amen kulam tzadikim Yom Kippur. It's not just that we have bitachon that it's going to be a gezar din good. We have bitachon in Hashem ve'amech kulam tzadikim. We believe that we were all tzadikim. We believe that it can happen. That if we have bitachon in it, then it happens. Even though a person had many revers, no, the mud of bitachon, that's what the tekiyah represents. That everybody's a tzadik when he leaves Yom Kippur. Not just that he had tzichim achil akabim, that he's a tzadik. Tzadik b'manasiyach. Take a look.
Where does the tshuva fit into this framework? Is the betachan that yes, we did it, even if we fall short here and there?
So that was the Beis Avram. The Beis Avram spoke it out nicer. I mean, we spoke about it in the Medrash also. But the inyan of the tshuva, and again, going back to the Marinayim, is that the tshuva, a person has to do tshuva in the sense that he has to work himself. It's his chayva to be a tzaddik. It's his chayva bepoyel to be a tzaddik. But that's separate from the din. I mean, there's a din which is going to be news on a person. What is going to be this world? for the coming year, what's going to be the next old for the coming year. Legabi the din, Emunah B'Tachan already takes care of that. But there's still a tshuva that in Yom Kippur, a person has to be a tzaddik. He has to do tshuva to go back from his ways, which he was doing incorrectly, and now to forge a better path this year. But that's not totally, the sikh mechilik is not totally in the tshuva. If a person wants to take the higher road, already mikoyech ezimani b'tachan Hashem's rachmanes, that creates already a din l'toif. But tshuva is an inyan moving forward that a person has to be a tzaddik. So, it's not that it makes him a tzaddik, because that din tzaddik is totally in his actions. But in terms of the fact that he wipes away his averis, if you want to use the word tzaddik to explain what is your status right now in terms of your kurva to Hashem, so certainly a person who's free from his averis is going to be very close to Hashem, he's going to have a certain kurva, you may call that tzaddik, but in terms of your status, in terms of what you're going to be for this coming year, are you going to be doing lots of mitzvahs, things from averis? So that's totally in your matzah. That's what the tshuva is for. The tshuva is that it's incumbent upon us to be tzaddikah for the coming year. For that, we need to do tshuva. Now, this discussion also finds itself into, once again, into the Ramah, but in a very obvious way. This is in the Ramah, again, in Hilchos Yom Kippur and Tafresh Zayin, where he writes, if you take a look, four lines from the bottom of the last word, he says, Yom HaKippurim Eino Mechaper Ela Al Hashavim HaMa'aminim B'Kaparasai. Says Yom Kippur, after all the tshuva and all the charata and all the clappings, if a person doesn't have emuna in Hashem's kapara, that Hashem is mechaper l'shavim, doesn't work. Aval hamevayiz boy u'mechashiv alivay. If a person, if he shows frustration or he thinks to himself, ma moyoli Yom Kippur zeh, what does Yom Kippur do for me? Ain't mechaper l'shavim. It's not mechaper for. So again, this does not. He's not passing like the Baal Shem Tov. That's not what he's saying here. Right? He's saying that we see that if we just broaden our perspective of Emunah a little bit, and we just bring it down into this place called, how does Emunah affect Sichim Chila Kapara on a basic level? We would say that if a person doesn't have Emunah in the fact that Hashem is Mechaper L'Shavim, so then it's not Mechaper. So we already see how Emunah from the Shulchan Aruch affects but the Baal Shem Tov is saying that you can, if you're a tzaddik b'menasi yichya, and it's not just that you have emunah only in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaper, but you have emunah in the fact that Hashem has such rachmanes that I'm banking on the rachmanes that it's going to be a sichem yichya l'gapar v'adai shemai kein tilasai. That would be like the Baal Shem Tov Sif Katan on this Ramah to explain it. And let's conclude with the following story. This is from the Trekkater. Eitzel Hava Shem Tov Tzuchus Yogin Aleinu Hayapam Achas B'Metzi Yom Kippurim Shalini Rasa Levana Lakacha. As the minhag is by the Chassidim especially that we do Kiddush Levana Motzei Yom Kippur, and there was no moon. The Hava Shem Tov Ra Az Bruch Kotche Shibim Yechza Mitzvah Lazoi, he saw in his Ruach HaKodesh that Chas V'Shalom, if we don't do Kiddush Levana now Motzei Yom Kippur, Chas V'Shalom Liyatov Al Yisrael, it's not going to be good for the Jews. V'nes Agim Ma'oid Mizach Yom Kippurim, he was very distraught about this. And he worked very hard in his great meichin, in his great madrigas, to be poyel that the levana should show its face. And every once in a while he would peek his head out of the room and say, is the levana out? Is the levana out? And they would say no. He'd go back, close the door, and work once again on being megal the levana. Came to a point where there was like a yish that there would be a levana that night. They didn't know what was going on in the private world of the Baal Shem Tov. So, and it was Oz Motzi Yom Kippurim. And as we know, Motzi Yom Kippur is a very big yontiv. So, now that the day was over, they were very much besimcha from their avoda, of course, spending it in the company of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. There was nothing different about his avodah in the Kodesh Kodeshim than there was of the Kohen Gadol. They say that about many tzaddikim. Oh, what a gevaldik Yom Kippur was, especially to be by the Rebbe. And they started to dance in the hallway, in the chatzar. But ba'achar kach migodal hislavas bikudin shosim fa'bechad ba'al Shem Tov yihiru b'nashal l'dakish. And then afterwards it spilled over into the room of the Ba'al Shem Tov HaKadosh, into his private room. And they had the audacity to ask the Ba'al Shem Tov HaKadosh ba'atzmai. So again, Elenu, Shirak Yomai said, Rebbe, dance with us. And they pulled him into the circle and he started to dance with them. And through this dancing, this holy dance, a voice came from the outside, oh, Rebbe, we see the moon. And they were able to bench the moon. The Ba'al Shem Tov said, that which I thought that I can do with my great Moichin, Padu Chassid and Rakba Simcha Levad, they ought to be quiet with the Simcha. He said, the Yom Kippur wasn't complete, but through the Simcha and the Munu B'tachon which they had, that thus is Yom Kippur, the day is over, we have the Simcha, we have it all. So that's what was Poyal the issue for. That's what completed what the Ba'al Shem Tov wanted to do, to be Goymer what needed to be done. It's a nice ma'isa which kind of sums up the whole Indian. And that really goes back to the Yisoidis of Avodas Hashem, not just Yisoidis of Hashem Yom Kippur. What it means, Havadah Shmuk into Yilasai, but especially in Yom Kippur, what that represents. But the Emunah B'tochen of the fact that it will be good, makes it good. Because we're relying, it's not just a formula, it's not just a skula. It means that we have Emunah B'tochen that Hashem's Rahmanas is B'likate. And what that means is that B'pnimiyas and B'chitzonius, it will be good and it can always be good. Hashem Shem. Bench us and to mizaka us with that Emunah B'tochen, V'amich Kulam Tzadik B'zeichet, the Simcha Gavara, and to the Gula Kreva, M'hevim Yilam Yilam Yilam.